Just on behalf of the parish, I would like to offer to everyone a very happy and blessed New Year. It used to be very important for me to stay up until midnight to wait and to ring in the New Year. And last night it was about 10 o'clock, and I was like, I think I'll just go to bed. I can see the New Year in the morning. So, anyway. A few years ago, and I don't remember if I saw it on TV or somebody was telling me about it, or maybe I just imagined it. I don't remember. But anyway, I think it holds true. I don't think I just imagined it. But it was a program, and there were two people, and one of them was a Christian, one of them was a Muslim. And they were discussing, and they were talking about their understanding and their view of God and what God is like. And when the Muslim got up and when he was talking, he talked about this idea that, you know, God is so far above us and so far beyond us that the relationship that we have with God is like a master-slave relationship. And the words that he used, the analogy that he used, was it's kind of like the relationship between a human being and a dog. And, you know, you have a dog that, you know, goes and does everything and tries to be faithful to its master. But he was saying that the master has doesn't have any duty to be nice to dog. You can go kick the dog or do whatever you want with it. And so, but that was kind of his understanding of the relationship with God. But one of the things that really sets Christianity apart from every other world religion is the incarnation and what happens because of the incarnation, the truth that we believe that the second person of the Blessed Trinity has taken on human flesh and become like us. And this is what St. Paul speaks about in the second reading today. He says, "When the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. As proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through God." So what has happened is that, and this is really incredible when we think about it, that because God has come down and taken on human flesh to become like us, there's no longer this gulf, this distance, this big, huge void between us and God. Because God has become like us, he's come down to our level. You know, we can speak to him in human words, and we can hear him in human words as he speaks to us through Jesus Christ. And because Jesus has taken on human flesh, and because he has died for our sins, when we are united with Jesus through his sacred humanity, we become the children of God. This is what he says. So that we might receive adoption as sons. So that when the Father looks at us now, what he sees are no longer creatures, no longer dogs, but what he sees are his own children. And he loves us with the same love as that he loves his Son, because we are united so intimately with Jesus Christ through our baptism, because we have received that Spirit of God through our baptism. So now, we don't just have to say, "Master." But what we can say is "Abba," Father. In Aramaic, that "Abba" is a more familiar term. It's more like "Dad." And we can call Dad, you know. You can call God Dad. You know, I mean, it sounds strange, but it's true. Because we now have this new relationship in and through Jesus Christ. God is truly our Father. And he loves us as a Father. And he wants what is best for us as our Father. You know how your dad always wants what's best for you, you know. I was talking to somebody about that the other day. You know, even today, you know, when I got to fix something or I need some help with something, you know, who do I call? I call my dad. It's like, "Dad, How do you take a washing machine apart? Well, there's two bolts under there. You just take those off, pull the panel off. I was like, okay, I got it. Okay, now what do I do? Now see if this part is moving right. You know, if your belt is, you know, not working right, then you have to replace the belt. If it's something else, you know, it might just be the top. You know, I call Dad. But that's the kind of relationship that we now have with God. And it's even more close than that. It's a closer relationship than that because we have this intimacy with Jesus Christ that we are inserted into that eternal relationship. But there's even more than that. Because today we celebrate the feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. So if we call God our Father, and we can in and through Jesus Christ, because we have the same Father as Jesus does, then we also have the same Mother as Jesus does. Mary. God is truly our Father, and Mary is truly our Mother. And, you know, when we're little kids, you know, we fall down, we scrape our knee, you know, there's just, I don't know how it is, but Mom has like a secret power that when she rubs something, it makes it feel better. I don't know how it is. You know, like you skin your knee and it hurts really bad. She like goes and she rubs it and just like, and it feels better. It's amazing. You know, so we have this relationship now with Mary as well, that she truly is our Mother. So that when we have problems, when we have trials, when we have tribulations, when we have difficulties, we realize that we can go to her and she'll help out make everything better. She'll help bring us closer to Jesus. And so this is, you know, if God is our Father, then Mary is our Mother. But what this also means for us is that we must act, we must live as the children of God. And God has told us what to do, how to act, what is good for us as His children. He's revealed it to us in sacred scripture. He's revealed it to us through His Holy Catholic Church. And why does He tell us that? Well, you know, there's nothing I can do to hurt God. You know, God is, I mean, He's an infinite being. I can't cause God not to be an infinite being. I can't hurt Him. You know, it's like, I'll get you, God. You know, it doesn't do anything to Him. You know, and Mary is blessed. She's in heaven. She has perfect happiness. I can't make her not happy. My sin cannot take away her eternal happiness. But what my sin does is it makes me miserable. It's not good for me. So God tells us what is good for us. What it means to be a child of God. How to live as a child of God. How to live in relationship with others. And so when I listen to Him, when I listen to our Blessed Mother, when I draw close to her, it is then that we truly understand what it means to be children of our Father in heaven and of Mary, our Mother. And so this is something that, as this new year begins, you know, just to maybe to make one resolution. Don't make like 20 resolutions, you know. Okay, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to Mass every day, and then I'm going to do a holy hour, and then after that I'm going to do all 5 hours of the liturgy, the hours, and then after that, but I'm going to, you know, when I get home from work, I'm going to pray for 4 hours, and then, you know. I mean, do something. First of all, make it reasonable. You know, it has to be a little bit challenging, but have it to be something reasonable, but have it be, you know, something that will help us to grow closer to God. You know, maybe it's saying the rosary every day, or maybe it's doing a certain other devotion that we have. Maybe it's working on replacing a bad habit that we have with a good habit. You know, something that we have that will more manifest the truth that we are a child of God, that we have God as our Father, and that we have Mary as our Mother. Because when we can strive to work on these things and to manifest the truth that we are children of God, it helps us to receive God's happiness. It helps us to receive His blessedness. It helps us to receive His joy. And again, it's imperfect in this life, but it will be perfected in the next. So let us really, as we go forth, just to really realize what has happened to us through the incarnation of Jesus Christ. That truly we have that Spirit of God in our heart that we can cry out, Abba, Father, Dad, and that we truly have Mary as our Mother. So let us always live as children of our Father and our Mother.